Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, every generation, Bet HaMikdash is not built. It's because of the people that lives in this generation. It's their fault. That means if each one of us was perfect, we would already have Bet HaMikdash. Plus, the problem that we have, let's say we would have Bet HaMikdash built in a few days from now. Are we really ready for Bet HaMikdash? We ready for Bet HaMikdash? We ready to enter in Bet HaMikdash, to come to Bet HaMikdash? Everybody that knows himself thinks he's ready to come to the house of Hashem. It's not just going to be a regular shul. People come to shul, they sit, they eat, they sing, they talk about the business sometimes. Bet HaMikdash, that's it. No more jokes. You got to be 100% over there. Are we really ready for that? That's the question. Maybe that's the reason that 2,000 years we're waiting and it's getting delayed, seems to be forever. But anyway, the Gemara gives two conditions. One condition was that Mashiach come before the time, before the schedule. It's over. Now it's on schedule. Whether we deserve it, whether we don't deserve it, now it's going to come soon. Everything is getting ready for this. Every day we make another step forward, what we call the last war, Gog Umagog, the big war. You can see Iran, now Russia is helping them very much. Just today they say on the news that even though they make sanctions against Iran, this year they export to Iran the most ever. Just today they say on the news. Never exported to Iran more than this year. It's all baloney. Everything baloney, sanction. Everybody work with them undercover, everybody helps them. And that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu preparing everything to the end. Preparing everything to the end. This Shabbos, from Shabbos we go directly to Tisha B'Av. And we don't daven Arvit in a shul. We go home, we put the shoes, and we come back to the synagogue, and then after the davening we sit on the floor, like every year. But Shabbat is Shabbat. Shabbat is the highest. Shabbat you eat normal, you eat meat, everything is usual. You sing. Shabbat is main Olam Haba. It's like a special Olam Haba. We are also 60 days before the judgment day. Less than 60 days. Rosh Chodesh was just Shabbat. We are 56 days before Rosh Hashanah, the trial, the judgment day. Now it's the time for us to get ready. In less than 4 weeks, 3 weeks from now, Slichot begins. Slichot is not just to sing. People sometimes like to come to the Slichot, beautiful songs. Slichot means to come to break the heart to pieces, to come to purify the heart from the entire sin of the year. All year we make sins, all kinds of problems we make for ourselves. We have an opportunity, 30 days, to get ready for the judgment day, Rosh Hashanah. We see in the Torah how strict is Hashem. We have Miriam, the sister of Moshe. The Gemara said, thanks to Miriam, Moshe was born. Without Miriam, there was no Moshe. The Jews stay in Egypt forever. So thanks to Miriam, Moshe was born. Thanks to Miriam, Moshe got saved when they almost killed him. Thanks to her, he got saved. So everything thanks to Miriam. Thanks to Miriam, we had a well. The well that brings us water. All the years that she was alive, well, the day she died, the well didn't give water anymore. So Miriam was a prophet, somebody special. And Miriam says some word against Moshe, that he didn't touch his wife anymore. He stayed away from his wife. She meant well. She loved her brother very much. She's righteous. She's a prophet. Everything you want. What happened to her? All of a sudden, all of her body became leprosy. And she meant well. She didn't want to speak bad against her brother. She meant something good. Somebody that means bad. Somebody that hates the person. Somebody that is not a prophet. Like us. Somebody that is not such a tzaddik. And speak non-stop, what's going to be with us? If somebody like her, for one word, after she deserved everything, she deserved all the credit from Hashem, one little mistake, and it's not even... Today nobody even thinks that it's Lashon Hara if you say something about your brother because you mean to help him. She didn't mean bad. She meant well. She had to stay away like in jail for 1 week. with leprosy all over her body. From here we learn how strict is the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People think it's a joke, but it's not a joke. It's very serious. We have now an opportunity, like I said, less than 2 months. Before you realize, it's going to be over. We know it's a mitzvah, all the tzibur, daven together. What tzibur means? Tzibur means the entire people together. Tzibur, it's Rashi Tevot, abbreviation. Tzadik is tzadikim. Bet is benonim, half and half. Half righteous, half wicked. And resh, vesh, tzibur, tzadik. Bet, vav, resh, ve, resh. It means tzadikim, benonim, vereshaim. Together. Tzadikim, benonim, vereshaim. That's called tzibur. When all the tzibur is together, everybody daven together, even those who are not righteous, those who are not so good, their prayer goes direct, expressed to Hashem. But if they pray home alone, their prayer has a lot of delays. It doesn't go express. Why? Because when you pray alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu check who you are. Oh, you lie in the business, you cheat the customers, you're not nice to your wife, you're not teaching your children Torah, you do all kinds of bad things in your life, your prayers have to wait. 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, depend who you are. But you go to Minyan, you get lucky. It goes with all the people together. When Minyan, it's one unit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't check one by one. That's the advantage of going to Minyan. That's why I know people, even their leg is broken, snow outside, wind, sick, not sick, they go to Minyan no matter what happened. They don't give up. Even they miss the plane. The Minyan get delayed, something happened, there's no Minyan, they miss the plane, they don't give up Minyan. They're not going to go to the airport daven alone. Minyan, it's a big thing. Plus in Minyan you say Kedusha. In Minyan you say Kaddish. In Minyan you say Barechu. You don't say it when you pray alone. It's not the same thing. Not the same thing. You know, one guy came to go up to the Torah, and he's not religious. He's not religious. So he comes to the Torah, they give him an aliyah. So he comes to the Torah, he says, bracha, almost he's crying from excitement. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim. What does it mean? That Hashem chose us from all the nation. Ve'natan lanu et torato. So the rabbi over there, his name was Rav Yosef Ber. So he said to the people there, look how happy it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and not the goyim. Look how happy it is. Why is so happy? Because this guy is so busy to try to be like a goy all his life. Everything he dressed like the goyim. His haircut like the goyim. The way he talk like the goyim. So he says, he's so busy imitating the goyim that if the goyim will get the Torah, since he's so busy trying to be like the goyim, God forbid he would have to keep the Torah. So now he's very happy that the Torah was given to the Jews because he doesn't want to be a part of the Jews. You understand? That's what the Rav says. That happens to us. We don't realize. We don't realize that we sometimes behave like the goyim, 100%. We behave like them. We do what they do. The Torah was very strict. You gotta be separate. You have to be special. You are my children from all the nation I chose you. I don't allow you to be like them. The Or HaChaim says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what was the first word in the Torah? Bereshit. Bereshit. What Bereshit means? In the beginning. Bereshit, bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-aretz. God created heaven and earth. That's the beginning. So what do we learn from here? That heaven and earth in the beginning was equally holy. Heaven is the place of Hashem, the angels. But since the Gemara said that Adam, first Adam, was created so spiritual that he was like the level of an angel. So heaven is holy and earth is holy. And then what comes after? V'tohu v'avohu. Everything is messed up. The people, after Hashem created the people messed up the world with their sins. Start with Adam, then his son Cain, and all the rest of the people. Tohu v'avohu means a complete mess. What comes after Tohu Vavohu? Vayomer Hashem Vayihor. How do I save my world? I got to give the Torah down to the world to make it holy again. Because after the people spoiled the world, right? The people made a Tohu Vavohu, a complete mess. How do I save the world to become holy again? Vayomer Hashem Vayihor. The light. What's light? To end or in the Torah. Torah is the light. The light, the spiritual light of Hashem. That's the words of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. One last thing for now. We read every morning, apart from the praise about Avraham Avinu. Every day. It's a very long part. It's a whole page in a tefillah. A long part from the Torah we read inside the davening. The other part that we read from the davening is Az Yashir Moshe. It's also very long. This is like copy from the Torah. It's not davening. It's just reading from the Torah inside the davening. What's so special about Avraham? Because the Zohar says that when we mention the Akedat Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of mercy on us because of the zchut of Avraham Avinu. I want to ask you a question. What's so special about what Avraham Avinu did? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come to each one of you, speak to you directly, face to face, do me a favor, take your son, take him to the mountain and slaughter him, make him korban for me. You wouldn't do it? Everybody would do it. The Arabs would do it. Everybody would do it. You have to be crazy not to do it. I'm sure, you never know, but I'm sure I would have done it. So what's so special about Avraham? Each one of us would do the same thing. What's so special about Avraham? This is one of the most substantial mitzvot in the history. That the Torah constantly talk about it from all over. What's the zchut?
It's opposite what they teach.
The zchut is not that Avraham agreed to kill his son. If Hashem tell you to jump from the Empire State Building, as much as you're afraid, you know you have no choice. You got to jump. You have to kill your son. Even 10 of them, you do it. When Hashem speaks to you, it's a different story. You do it. So what's the point here? The point is that Avraham, Hashem saw that he's so happy to do it. We would also do it, but we wouldn't stop crying. Our heart would hurt very much. I have to kill my son. What kind of God is this? This is the way we would think. He's telling me now to kill my son. After all these years, I didn't have a boy. 99 years I waited for a son. Now he's telling me to go kill him. What happened with Avraham? First thing in the morning, he gets up. 5 in the morning, he runs to do the mitzvah. What we learn from is that when you do the mitzvah with happiness, the happiness is more important than the actual mitzvah. It's more important. When you put tefillin, it's big mitzvah. If you do it with happiness, I'm lucky, I'm a Jew, I put tefillin on my head, that's more important than the actual mitzvah. Where does it say it in the Torah? The Torah says like this. The Torah says, I'm going to spread you in all the nations. Only very few of you will survive. Why? Not because you didn't keep the mitzvot. That's not what the Torah says. Tachat asher lo avata et Hashem Elokecha besimcha. Because you did what I told you. But you did not do it with happiness. Should have done it with such joy and happiness. That's what counts. That you show Hashem, I know I'm lucky. I know I'm very lucky. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked 20, 25 years ago, Rabbi, Lower East Side used to be the holiest neighborhood in America. All over United States. Essex Street, East Broadway, Grand Street, Allen Street. Synagogues, the most important rabbi came 100 years ago, started to come to Lower East Side, one after the other, synagogues, the entire area looks better with what Borough Park looks today. Slowly, slowly, the Jews disappeared. Less and less and less, and the Chinese came over, and the blacks and the Puerto Ricans took over. Slowly, slowly, there were a few synagogues left. There's hardly ever minyan. The only serious minyan over there is modern Orthodox. And the neighborhood is nothing compared to what it used to be. So they ask him, What happened? The churches are taking over. So he told them, because there was no happiness in the mitzvot. The parents didn't show their children that they're happy in the mitzvot. When there's no happiness in the mitzvah, what happened? The Satan comes and take over. That's the way it is. One rabbi was sitting with a student in a synagogue in the morning. 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, somebody came and told him, I did not put tefillin yet. Rabbi, is it possible you lend me your tefillin and tzitzit? I'm finishing in 1 minute. He says, you didn't daven yet? He said, no, I came from far away. I don't have talit and tefillin. Can I borrow your talit and tefillin? He said to the Rav. So the Rav said, yes, go. It's over there on the shelf. So he took it, and he went to put talit and tefillin. He was standing by the window. So after an hour, when he finished davening, he brought it back to the Rav. The talit was very, very wet. Talit is wet. The Rav asked him, why the talit is so wet? So he told him, don't worry, Rabbi. Everything wet gets dry in the end. So the Rabbi said, I didn't ask you if it's going to get dry or no. I know it's going to get dry. I ask, how did it become so wet? So he told him, Rabbi, I'll tell you the truth. What happened is, I went and I was davening by the window. Then I saw the Russian soldiers, running, jumping, fighting with their guns, battling one with each other. They're all sweating. They crawl on the floor. They give their life for Nikolai, the king Nikolai. King Nikolai, they give their life for him. They don't even know him. He doesn't know them. But because he's the king and they are the soldier, they're willing to die for him. How much they sacrifice for this wicked king? So I got very scared. So we have a real king, and not once in our life I was willing to do for him what this goyim do for this Nikolai. I got so scared, I started to sweat. That's why your talit is wet. You understand? That's what we have to realize. The problem is we forget who we are. We forget we are. The Christians have one son of God, a Jew. They made him a son of God. How much they do for him. How much they do for him. How many billions of dollars they spend every year for him. Each one of us is a son of God, but we just forgot it. The Torah said, Banim atem la'Hashem Elokechem. You are my children. We forget. If we remember that every day, believe me, we wouldn't need Elul. We wouldn't need Slichot. We wouldn't do it every day. Problem is you forget. That's why we need all this. The important thing is always to remember. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. I always remember Hashem in front of me. One guy came to the Rebbe from Kotz. He said, Rabbi, I want to get to a level that I think about Hashem all the time. I don't forget about him 1 minute a day. How do I do it? So he said, I'll show you how. He got 2 gangsters. He said, take this guy to the lake and wait for me over there. They went to the lake. The rabbi said to the gangster, take him, drown him inside the water. So they're putting him in. He comes out. He's trying to breathe. They take him in, out for an hour. The guy is almost dying. He has no oxygen. So the rabbi said, okay, now you can leave him alone. So they got very angry at the rabbi. What kind of rabbi you are? I come to ask you a question, you. You're doing this to me? The rabbi said, you didn't understand the answer. What answer? You didn't talk. The rabbi said, I already gave you the answer. When you were under the water, did you think about your business? No. Did you think about your wife? No. Did you think about your children? No. Did you think about your trip next week when you go away? No. Only what did you think when you were under the water? One thing only. Air. Give me air. When you need air, because if not, you're going to die in a minute, the most important thing for you right now is air, right? So when you need air and you know you need air to live, if not you die, you don't care about anything else. If you would understand the Torah, it's better than air, because the Torah says someone who is close to Hashem is alive. And someone who is far from Hashem, he thinks he's alive, but he's really not. Spiritually, he's dead. He's not alive. Yeah, he walks. He talks. The dogs also walks and talks. What's the big deal? But to be close to Hashem, So he told him, now I got it. If you know only Hashem is important, to be close to him, the rest is all illusion, you wouldn't waste so much time about all these things. And that's the idea, to get to this level. Chazakim u'bruchim. Thank you very much.